From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. High-level North Korean-South Korean talks got underway Tuesday at the truce village of Panmunjom with possible North Korean participation in next month's Winter Olympic Games at the top of the agenda. The South proposed family reunions during the Olympics, while the North offered to send a high-level delegation to the Games. Heading into the discussions, North Korean Chief Delegate Ri Sung-kwon said his side approached the talks in earnest and in a sincere manner aimed at a New Year's gift, what he called precious results to the Korean people. The talks, the first at the ministerial level in 2 years, are the result of the North's acceptance of a South Korean offer to meet following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's New Year's Day offer of dialogue. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Orper said Seoul has high hopes to reduce nuclear tensions.
And they have put hope in both reducing tensions and perhaps even moving forward on family reunions. The significant part of this is that you have a new administration in Seoul that has quite a different tone even than the last meeting under the conservative administration. So there may be some potential there. The Sunshine administration, the progressive administrations of the early 2000s did make some headway with North Korea. So we'll have to wait and see over time whether this has sustainability for Seoul in its approach to Pyongyang.
The U.S. welcomed the talks but insists the Korean Peninsula must be denuclearized. Dozens of migrants are feared dead after Italian rescuers found an overcrowded trafficker's rubber dinghy that left Libya late last week, sinking off the coast Monday. The Coast Guard rescued nearly 90 migrants. The bodies of 8 women were also recovered. The International Organization for Migration said more than 119,000 were rescued and taken to Italy last year. Nearly 3,000 perished along the way. This is VOA News.